And so what we're talking about is the concept of using liquid air for stored capacity. To the layman, we don't understand necessarily what this is all about. Can you walk us through this technology and what it might mean?
Okay. Firm capacity is really uninterruptible power in its simplest form. We have renewable energy machines that wind makes power when the wind blows, solar when the sun shines. But firm capacity is uninterruptible 24 hours capacity. And that's what that stands for.
Uninterruptible energy capacity.
Exactly.
Driven by liquid air. Yes?
Well, no? Our focus today is to achieve this goal through the use of liquid air.
How will you do that?
Well, liquid air is no more complicated than what we breathe condensed down about 700 times in this volume. Air will become a liquid that you can pour like water when it's condensed to that state. It's called a cryogenic state. So we take large wind machines, condense air to a liquid state, take this air by tankers or however means we transport this air to the locations we need electricity. We let the air come back to a gaseous state. It expands 700 times. It spins turbines similar to a natural gas turbine, and it makes electricity.
You believe at Kioka Group and Kioka Energy that renewable energy over the next 20 to 40 years will completely or could completely replace fossil fuels. That, of course, is the long-term outcome of many. In the short term, it's getting over the increased cost of producing this kind of energy flow. Isn't that right?
Exactly. Liquid air is a known science. It's been around a long time. But the handicap has always been we have to produce this liquid air using fossil fuel electricity. So it's a no-winner. By the
right.
time you use the fossil fuels to make a clean energy, it's no longer clean.
Yeah.
So what we're saying here is we take a clean energy form of wind, use the wind to produce the liquid air, go through the process, and we accomplish two things. We've taken the price out of liquid air as we know it today, and we've taken it to a 100% renewable stage.
And you call this rim drive technology, yes?
No, at Kioka Research and Development, we've been about 5 years, and we're on two parallel courses. We have a technology that we're pursuing, what is the best technology available, and we have the process, what is the best process to take this technology together to an answer to firm capacity. The rim drive is simply, in our 5 years of researching existing wind machines, we find this machine to be the least expensive source of horsepower, let's call it.
So where do you take this potentially revolutionary system from here?
We're probably as far as we go. We've been about 5 years in this, and all we do is we just do research and development. We can only present our findings and our data to the bigger players in the world, and they look at this, and they decide if, in fact, they want to run with this. We present to the utilities. We present to the public. We present to the world the findings that we've come up with at Kioka R&D, and the world has to run with this and do their thing.
Well, what's the reaction been so far?
We're getting tremendous excitement.
Yeah?
There's a lot of excitement around our workplace. We have employee excitement. Everyone believes, as I do, we have found an answer, and this is a gigantic answer. We fully believe we have brought it to a good possibility. Now it has to be taken out into the real world
And that's always the difficulty executing.
That's the real test. Exactly.
So how do you see this playing out?
Some company, some large, obvious company, will have to look at this technology, sit with us, see where we've got it, look at the data, bring their engineers on board, and they'll have to make a determination. Do they agree with us? This is a possibility here. And do they want to take the torch? Do they want to pursue this this vision and this challenge that we have to give us 100% green energy and to take fossil fuels out of the mix in the next 20 to 30 or 50 years?
It seems that it will be a really bumpy transition and a costly one. And there's a fair amount of political resistance. I think it's an understatement to say you're pushing against some strong headwinds, no pun intended.
I had a friend that I knew with Duke Energy. He said, Williams, you're like a little minnow swimming up a big river upstream. And we know that.
Yeah.
We know that. We try to take that in stride. But we have a purpose and a challenge, and we're dedicated to that. We'll not be discouraged if some company looks at us and disagrees with our findings. We've been very straightforward. They're all real. We don't keep two sets of books at our place. And we have a number of employees that agree with me. I think it's going to take hold. I think it's going to work. We've looked at all of the, where's the Achilles heel at here? You know, what are we missing? You know, this is too big. You're overlooking something. But we can't find that. I encourage engineers to meet with our engineers and let's find why this won't work. Yeah.
It's fascinating to speak with you. We're so excited to have you on the program. Thanks for making the drive up from Palatka to share this with our listeners.
Well, you're certainly welcome. We enjoyed it.
Herbert Williams is CEO of the Palatka-based Keokuk Group and Keokuk Energy.